Don't stop believing. All right, Dan's coming in the studio. MJ, Matt Martinez. That must mean one thing. It's time for The Most. All right, looking at the most emailed, viewed, commented blog stories on the web, editor Trish McKinney on the mic.
Yes, and I have one of the most emailed from Yahoo News, and I'm going to call this one a confluence of Christmas shopping, taxation, and Congress. Bear with me here.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're one of those people...
Just make me care?
Not really. No, no. Okay. If you're one of those people who is planning to spend your next year's tax refund to pay for this year's Christmas, you could be in some trouble because Congress is meeting today to kind of go over this whole alternative minimum tax legislation. And basically, they've been holding... This is holding up the IRS. And now the IRS is saying if Congress does not get their act together and fix the alternative minimum tax, we're not going to be able to start processing people's returns on time. So this could push that back a couple of weeks, and that could affect when you get your tax returns. So, you know, they're saying it could take like 6 weeks after they fix whatever legislation they're going to fix. It's going to take the IRS 6 weeks to kind of get all the paperwork together before they can even send out these returns.
So don't count on your tax refund.
Yeah.
To pay your Christmas bills.
You know what? Maybe not.
Well, I'll tell you what you guys are all getting from me for Christmas then. Coupon for free 8 back rubs from me for those of you who want it.
Awesome.
Long arms from Seattle.
Right. Hey, Dan, you're up next.
Hey, guys. I'm also culling from Yahoo News, most emailed here. A cat has survived 19 days with a jar on its head.
It was a jar of cat food, in fairness.
You thought you had a rough couple of weeks. This woman named Tabitha Kane, she had a feral cat that she'd been feeding outside her place. She named the cat Wild Oats. She'd been feeding it for years. Eventually, but she noticed the cat had this jar on its head. She was trying to catch it to free the cat. She couldn't catch it, though, because it's a feral cat. It keeps running away.
How did it even know where it was running?
Well, it was a clear jar.
Oh, okay.
A peanut butter jar.
Maybe it was a hat. Like, maybe the cat put the jar on his head, came, ran around, and then took it off when he went home.
Well, the cat was starving to death.
Okay,
oh, sorry.
Don't
worry. Don't feel bad. The story has a happy ending. The cat was so weakened by its starvation that they finally were able to catch it. They freed it. They started feeding it wild oats. It's on its way back to health.
Okay, that's good to know. Hey, if you want to buy, this is a most viewed from the BostonHerald.com, and it's weird because it's an old story which has popped up. This is a story from this summer. But it's back on the top of the list, and I can tell you why in a minute. For sale, $1 property surrounded by Long Island Sound off the coast of Fairfield must be able to cope with possible haunting. It's the Penfield Lighthouse, built in 1874, about 1 mile from Fairfield Beach. It's said to be up for sale, but it is haunted by a former lighthouse keeper who drowned near the lighthouse. He went out on a boat one day, was not heard from again, until one day, apparently, the keeper who was on the job after him found the station's log, which had been mysteriously moved from a table and left open to the entry date December 22nd, 1916, the night of Keeper Fred Jordan's death. And apparently, he just runs around the place. Well, the reason we think it's back up at the top of the list, I actually made a phone call.
Yeah, I heard you waking someone up this morning.
I woke somebody up this morning to fact check this story, and she believes it's because it may be decided this month about the sale, and that the town of Fairfield may end up owning the lighthouse again. Like, they may not actually sell it to anybody else. So
I'd
thank
buy
you
that,
to that
for a dollar.
Nice lady who I woke up this morning. I apologize.
All right, MJ Davis, you've got something from MSNBC.
Sure, we'll go with that one. This is one of the most emailed from MSNBC, and it's less free to move about the cabin. And basically, I really hate to scare you guys, but travel and airports this Christmas is going to be worse, and it's not because of delays. It's because overpacked flights make it impossible to catch the next flight when you miss your connection because of a delay. And they were saying that in 1990, planes were only about 62% full, and now through the first eight months of this year, planes are 81% full, according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. So there is no way in Hades that you're going to get on standby.
At Martinez.
I have the number one most emailed story at NPR.org. It is a conversation that Leanne Hansen had with an anthropologist, Robin Fox, who says that, you know, all this democracy building in Iraq. He says, well, democracy as a government system is unnatural. Here's a little bit of that interview.
This is remarkably recent in human history. It's a product, really, of the last few hundred years of very peculiar evolution in northwestern Europe. And the vast majority of the world hasn't learned to live this way. It's still living with a tribal mentality that thinks in terms basically of the advantage to the family that's to be gained and the honor that can be brought to the family. This is happening in Anbar province right now. The sheikhs there will ally themselves with the Americans if it suits them. This is not because of a great love of democracy or the central unity government. It's because it's to their tribal advantage to do so.
The most, one of the most emailed from NPR.org leaks nicely into our next segment. Yes, thanks, everybody.